Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've got one. You've got one that you've been sitting on. You go first.
Icing the kicker.
Oh!
I hate it.
Great one.
I hate it because you know why? You're burning a timeout. And I don't know if you really need the timeout, but you're burning a timeout for kickers that end up kicking the ball anyway. Like, you're taught to kick the ball. Like, snap it no matter what. So
yes.
You're getting an extra rep. You're giving them basically an extra rep to see where they need to get, how they can gauge how far they need to go, you know, the angle. Like, they are going to kick it, timeout, they're still going to go through their motion and kick it.
I don't know.
So you're giving them an extra rep.
I don't think it works.
I don't either.
And then it makes us all sit around at home. What it does is, it doesn't add extra nerves to the kicker because they're professional athletes. What it does is make all of our guts turn to bubbles on our couches at home.
I don't know. I mean, there was one time, remember when Parkey got iced for the Bears and we got the notorious double doink?
We did get the double doink there. There have been moments.
There have been moments
his
where
his ass was missing no matter what.
Right.
No, he made it before they called the timeout.
Oh, good point.
I mean, there's been times where kickers have missed.
Parkey.
Honestly, but like, I just don't think that really works. And I feel like you're giving them an extra rep to gauge where they need to go. Like, it just, to me, it's dumb.
I hate when clear and obvious things are reviewed. Like, there were so many stoppages in baseball yesterday, and I get it, the importance of these games, they're all winner take all, but like, you're just sitting there on a couch like, is his pubic hair on second base? I don't know. Did his pubic hair cross the goal line? I don't know. They don't know. They're taking a stab at it, and you have just as much a chance of getting it right via replay as you do with what's going on in real time with your eyes on the field. Here's another one. When a defensive back is covering a wide receiver and the ball is thrown 47 yards over the receiver's head and the DB turns around and gives like the I did something
right,
celebration. Oh, I'm locked. I got your ass. It's like, brother, if he put that thing on stride, that's going to be a touchdown.
All right. The counterpoint to that is
listen to the football guy.
I mean, he probably is locking it down and the quarterback's like, oh,
no,
I'm going to throw it over their head because I don't want it picked.
Good point. I think when what I'm talking about is the receiver clearly has a step, quarterback makes a terrible throw,
And
the DB's like, yeah, lock it down, you son of a blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you didn't do jack.
Can I go back real quick?
Of course.
You mentioned pubic hair crossing the goal line in reviews. I get the exaggeration, but can you name a time where the pubic hair would actually need to go over the goal line first?
I'll tell you a time where a pubic hair helped decide a championship potentially was whenever Michelle Briere, or Daniel Briere for the Philadelphia Flyers, that whole offside thing back in 2012 review, Penguins got effed, down 3-0, whole thing went to hell in a handbasket. I just like saying pubic hair. And he called me out for it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.